morning, sir.
Oh, my head.
I bought you a kit with Harry and my father.
Oh, no. I got a nice ripstone pippin here, sir. I find a happle often helps.
Thank you. No, Mr. Weller. What can I do for you?
Well, Sammy's got these omnibuses.
Omnibuses?
Yeah, he means stocks and shares, sir.
Shares, that's it. I knew it was something that went up and down in the city.
My father's been to the stock exchange.
The upshot of which is, yesterday, I had the Marquis of Granby and a pension under the bed, and today I've got this bit of paper what belongs to Smith Payne and another Smith.
They are the bankers. Good heavens! £1,180?
Yeah, I should very much like you to have it. Good day.
Come back here. What the silly old fool means is he'll either spend it, lose it, or give it away. And would you look after it for him?
Well, of course. We should be able to treble this by the time you retire.
Good. Because there's a handsome little public house in Shooter's Hill I got my eye on called the Headless Widow.
Mr. Weller, I'd like a word with you about Sam here. You yourself are not an advocate of matrimony, I think.
No.
Now, your son, however, takes the opposite view.
Does he?
Quiet when your betters is talking. He was in the yard yesterday with a nice, plump young person, and they was kissing, Mr. Pickwick. Fact.
Sam has told me there is an understanding between them. But supposing I were to set them up in a nice little business as man and wife.
Can't be done, sir.
Oh, but
No, hear me out. Whether or not you give up your rambles, you're still going to need someone to look after you. And wages or no wages, Sam Weller, as you took from the old inn in the borough, sticks by you.
But you must consider Mary.
I have. And with the horrible example of my father before us, we has decided to wait 2 years to be sure.
2 years? But I'm an old man.
You? You've the art of a 25-year-old.
No.
Now, sir, your boots is polished, your best clothes laid out, and the shaving water's boiling. And I'm to remind you to finish writing up your journal in anticipation of presenting it to the Pickwick Club this very evening.
And that, gentlemen, concludes the faithful record of the perambulations, perils, travels, adventures, and sporting transactions of the corresponding members of this august society. Gentlemen, I have achieved all I wished to achieve. So, let me now predict the future of the many friends you have met here this evening. Jingle and Trotter to make good in Demerara. Wardle to keep me in comfort each Christmas at Dingley Dell. And Tony Weller to live happily at the Headless Widow. Tupman to reside quietly at Richmond upon Thames and never propose again. Winkle to become agent for his father in the city and never fire a gun again. Snodgrass to become an unlikely farmer and to lay down his pen forever. And so to the immortal Sam Weller.